Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
I walked by a woman I barely knew. She grabbed my arm, desperate for help, needing to be heard. And she told me her story of mounting bills, unemployment, the pain of a child with a drug addiction, and a brother fighting cancer. I listened, encouraged, and tried to help her with some resources. The thing is, part of being a pastor is listening to hard stories, the kind which makes me wonder how the individual is able to get up and face another day. Sometimes their desperation takes my breath away, and I agree with them. It seems too hard. I've stood in some hard places myself, when it feels like an ending, when it feels like there could not possibly be a way through it all, when it feels like it's pointless to keep trying, when it feels like all of life is overwhelming. And I've learned how we perceive our story, whether or not we see the stuff as a beginning or an ending, will direct the outcome.
When we see through the hard places of our story as a beginning, despite the impossibility, we're able to see there's a way through it all. The key is determining how to get from where we are to where we need to be, believing God will make a way and it will come to pass. It's the story of the ancient man Joshua. He had entered the promised land, saw the possibilities of what could be, and determined to convince people to go forward and enter into the place God had planned for them to be. The people refused to go forward, so Joshua wandered the desert for 40 years with his family and friends. The angst of not doing what you know to be best is especially hard. Self-confidence can decrease as it can be perceived as a failure. But Joshua did not give up. He believed God had a plan beyond it all.
Joshua stayed faithful for 40 long years. Think about it. 40 years. And Joshua lived with the people that caused him to stay in a place he did not want to be for all of those 40 years. But Joshua did not perceive it as an ending to his leadership. He remained ready to go forward, anticipating a day his circumstances would change, continuing to be faithful to God. And it came to pass. A new beginning, a new day. Joshua instructed the leaders in the first chapter of the Old Testament of Joshua, "Go and tell the people to get ready. We are doing it. We are crossing the Jordan and taking the possession of the land God promised."
Joshua lived beyond his failed attempt to get the people to go. He remained strong and ready for 40 years. He did not walk away from the task of moving the people forward. He trusted God to be at work, getting them ready to cross the line and possess what was theirs to possess. What does this mean for our personal story? Stay strong. God is at work. There's more for us to do. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.